有人说将来到天上去多无聊，要永世的时间来赞美神啊。
Some worry that it would be so boring because we have to worship God forever and ever.
我跟你说，你不用担心的。
Let me tell you, don't worry.
啊，到了天上见到伟大的神，我们止不住要来赞美他。
When we go up to heaven and see this great God, we cannot help but worship Him.
刚才 Aaron 说到 Thanksgiving 感恩跟赞美有什么不同
？Aaron just shared with us the difference between Thanksgiving and praising.
感恩常常是因着我们从神面前得到的诸般的恩惠恩典，我们感谢他。
When we give thanks, it's usually because we receive some favor from God, and we want to give Him thanks.
而我们之所以赞美他。
But yet, when we praise Him,
诗篇一百五十篇告诉我们，是因为他大能的作为和他极美的大德。
And then Psalm 150 tells us we praise Him because of His mighty works, and also His virtues.
换句话说，我们是为着他的所事和他所做的，我们在这里赞美他。
In other words, we praise Him for what He has done and also who He is.
所以当我们走出去看到浩瀚的宇宙的时候，我们忍不住要来赞美他。
When we go out and see this great universe, we cannot help but praising Him.
哇，创造这么浩瀚的宇宙，居然是咱们的老爸。
The creator of such great universe is actually our father, our daddy.
他甚至说他愿意把整个宇宙赐给我们。
And yet he says he's willing to give us the universe.
他连他的儿子都给我们，他是何况他所造的万有。
He's even willing to give us his only son, yet let alone this universe.
我们要赞美他，真的要。
So we ought to worship him.
不要灰心哈。
Let's praise Him and not give up.
有人曾经问过我，圣经上一再教导我们要谦卑，要谦卑啊，不要去喜欢听别人夸奖你。
So some asked me before, the Bible teaches to be humble and do not run after people's praises.
那为什么圣经一直教导我们要赞美神，赞美神？神为什么不谦卑一点呢？
But then why does Bible keep telling us to praise God? Why is not God humble?
弟兄姊妹，神要我们感恩，要我们赞美。不光是因为他配得我们感谢，配得我们赞美啊。
Actually, it's not because he is worthy of our praises and worship.
他要我们学会感恩，学会赞美，其实也是为了祝福我们。
Actually, he wants us to learn to give thanks and praises so that we can be blessed.
一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能满足，不可能喜乐的。
A person who does not know how to give thanks cannot be satisfied and cannot have joy.
一个不懂得赞美的人是说出了他对神的认识不够。
And a person who does not know how to praise is because he does not know God enough.
我们能够赞美神多少多深，完全根据于我们对神的认识。
The depth of our praises depends on the depth of the knowledge of God.
所以当我们在那里赞美赞不出话来的时候，词穷的时候，都说明了我们对神的认识非常的肤浅。
If we run out of words to praise God, that means our knowledge of God is very shallow.
所以我们觉得在赞美月，现在十二月开始的赞美月，大家好好的操练啊。
So this month, December is the month of praise. Let us practice it.
主啊，我想赞美你，但说不出来。
Sometimes we say, God, I want to praise you, but I don't know how.
那我们就借着诗篇，诗人怎么赞美神，我们来 copy 怎么讲卡油一下哈。
So that maybe we can imitate the psalmist to see how they praise God.
但是有一天我们自己也能够向神写出赞美诗来。
And maybe one day we can write our own psalms to praise Him.
上次那个讲员来这里说，他说你就算讲不出赞美，你总会说哇，你总会讲这句话嘛。
Our guest speaker last time says, even if you run out of words, at least you can say wow.
你看到大峡谷，看到尼加拉瓜大瀑布那个澎湃的那种气势，你总会讲哇。
When you look at the Grand Canyon or the Niagara Falls, at least you will say wow.
到神面前就去哇几声哈。
So let us just go before God and say wow.
哇神，你这么爱我。
Wow, God, you love me so much.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起学啊。
Let us learn together.
今天十二月本来应该要讲赞美的题目，但是因为上个礼拜于师母已经帮助我们讲嘴唇的果子赞美的哈，跟达君。
So originally, we should start on the topic of praise. But then, since last Sunday, Pastor Nancy and 达君 already shared the fruit of the lips.
所以我希望，在年尾的时候，能够把我们今年的主题“多结果子，荣耀神”做一个打结。所以我讲生命的果子。
So I hope that at the end of the year, I want to sum up all our themes for this year to bear fruit so that we can
glorify God.
So this year we have gone through many different types of fruits.
我们讲到福音的果子，嘴唇的果子，悔改的果子，圣灵的果子，还有什么？我们讲了很多。
So we have talked about the fruit of the gospel, the fruit of lips, the fruit of repentance, the fruit of holiness, for Holy Spirit, and a lot more.
但是不管是什么果子，
whatever fruit that is,
它有一个核心的东西，有一个共同的东西，就是生命。
There's something that's to the core of these fruits, that is the life.
所有的果子决定跟生命发生关系。
All fruits have to be related to life.
所以上个礼拜于师母的信息里面已经讲到，结果子其实就是道成肉身。
So Pastor Nancy shared with us last Sunday, to bear fruit is actually to be incarnated by Christ.
所以结果子最真实的意义，甚至是最高的境界，其实就是道成肉身。
So the real meaning and the utmost realm of bearing fruit is to word become flesh.
就是不光基督是我的生命，基督从我的里面被彰显出来，这个叫做结果子。
In other words, not only that Christ is our life, but Christ can live out of us. That is to bear fruit.
它是借着各种不同的方式来表达各种圣灵的果子。
And it's manifested through many different kind of means.
嘴唇。
Like the fruit of lips,
传福音,
to share the gospel,
我们的家庭,
and our family,
我们的悔改,
and our repentance. 因
为这边每一件事, everything to do with life.
So everything has to do with life.
都跟基督的生命发生关系。
All has to do with the life of Christ.
所以今天我们要讲结实的果子的时候，不是讲生命的果子的时候。
So today when we want to share about the fruit of life.
我们要特别提醒，生命的果子在神的眼中是太重要的事情。
We have to know that this is such important thing in God's eyes.
它不是可有可无的问题。
It's not just an option for us.
是我们将来都要带着我们这一生的果子去见神的。
Because one day we will have to appear before God with the fruit of our life.
所以圣经上告诉我们，主耶稣讲的比喻，那个无花果树三年都不结果子。
So in the scripture, there is a parable. Jesus says, there's a fig tree did not bear fruit for 3 years.
就要把它砍掉了。
Then Jesus says, cut it down.
因为说它是白占地土。
Because it wastes up the ground.
弟兄姊妹，我们一下子一年过去了哈。
So before our eyes, a year has gone by.
我不晓得从1月1号到现在，我们身上什么东西长进了，什么果子出来了。
I don't know since the beginning of the year, in what area have we grown or have we borne fruit?
我希望我们的长进不光只是体重、白头发或是皱纹。
I hope that our growth area is not just gray hair or our weight or our wrinkles.
希望在我们的生命里面，连我们的家人都能见证说我们不一样了。
I hope that in our life, even our family can tell that we're different.
果子一定会彰显出来的。
The fruit will be manifested.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，三年不结果子，在主的心中就觉得砍掉。
So if for three years there's no fruit to Jesus, it ought to be cut down.
因为说到白占地土。
Because it wastes up the ground.
无花果树不结果子，神说咒诅它，主耶稣咒诅它。
If a fig tree does not bear fruit, Jesus will curse it.
明明该结果子，但是却不结果。
Because it ought bear fruit.But yet it does not.
弟兄姊妹，结果子其实不是一件可有可无的事，是非常重要的事情。
Therefore, to bear fruit is not something optional; it's mandatory.
所以，我们今年的主题经文《约翰福音》十五章告诉我们，主说：“凡是属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。”
Like the theme of this year, John 15 verse 2 says, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away."
凡结果子的枝子，他就修理干净，让枝子结果子更多。
And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit.
所以不管他剪去或是他修剪，都是为了让能够结果子更多。
Whether he cuts it down or he prunes, he wants to gain more fruit.
弟兄姊妹，我相信一个认真的基督徒，你一定常常经历到神在我们身上修剪的工作。
I'm sure any sincere Christian will experience the pruning of God.
不该讲的话，不该有的存心，不该有的关系，不该有的这种追求，神常常在我们身上做修剪的工作。
God oftentimes prunes from ungodly relationships or ungodly words or whatever that is not of Him.
而整个的目的是非常积极的，是叫我们结果子更多。
And all purposes are very positive so that we can bear more fruit.
所以当一个生命在这里成长的时候
，When a life grows.
他会面临各式各样的挑战跟考验。
It will face all kinds of challenges and testing.
所以我在想，今天用马太福音十三章撒种的比喻，做一个最好最好的一个根据，我们来讲，要结果子其实是面对很多挑战的。
So today we want to look at all the challenges to bear fruit based on the parable in Matthew chapter 13.
啊，因为我们没有时间去读这么多的经文，因为撒种的比喻在马太、马可、路加都讲了。
Actually, this parable of the sower appears in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
但是我要先提醒大家一件事情的，就是今天这个比喻不是一个普通的比喻。
I like to remind everyone, this is not an ordinary parable.
主耶稣特别说，这个比喻，如果你不懂的话，你怎么可能懂其他的比喻？
Because Jesus says, if you do not understand this parable, how can you understand other parables?
而且这个比喻是在主耶稣讲所有的比喻之前的讲的第一个比喻。
And this is the first parable of Jesus.
所以它实在是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is very, very important.
那我们今天读这个比喻的时候，主耶稣甚至告诉我们，从前有很多的先知异人想要听你们所听的，却听不到。
And when Jesus said of this parable, he says, "Before you, there were many prophets and righteous people. They wanted to hear this, but they could not."
想看你们的看不到，但是今天你们却听见了，却看见了。
And they wanted to see what you see, but they could not. But today, you have heard and you have seen.
所以我们要带着一个非常认真的心来听主耶稣为什么讲这个比喻，这个比喻到底告诉我们什么？为什么它这么重要？
And let us with a sincere heart to read this parable and to understand why this is so important and what does it have to tell us.
我想因为大家都很熟，所以我们只读十三章主耶稣的解释就好了。马太福音十三章。
So let's turn to Matthew chapter 13 because we're very familiar. Let's just read the explanation of Jesus.
那我们就读十三章的我的讲义上只放十九到二十三，所以我们就读十九到二十三。
Verses 19-23.
凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把撒在他心里的夺了去。这就是撒在路旁的了。撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的。及至未到遭遇患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的，就是人听了道明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍，有30倍的。啊，请用英文读一遍哈。
Let's read together in English.When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who bears the fruit and immediately receives it and with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while.When the tribulation of persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces.Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
好，我想大家都是很聪明的人哈。现在不要看圣经，我考你们一下。
Now, I believe everyone is smart. Let me give you a quiz.
在主耶稣讲的撒种的比喻里面
，In this parable,
这四种的情形
，There are four kinds of circumstances.
有哪些东西是一样的
？What are the things that are common among the four conditions?
种子是一样的。
Yes, the same seed.
还有没有？还有什么是一样的
？Anything else?
撒种的
the sower,
撒种的人啊，
同一个人撒种啊。Same sower.
那还有什么不一样？
And what are the differences?
不同的地啊，
different grounds.
很好。
Yes.
还有什么不同？
Anything else?
你们不要同时讲吗？帮我一个忙，我只能听一个人。有没有人要举手讲
？Anyone volunteer?
还有什么不同
？Anything else is different?
好，后面有一位。不同的结果非常好。
Different
谢谢
results, different yields.
好，那不同的土地，不同的结果。
Different grounds and different yields.
这两个也是最大的不同。你要差一个的话，就是他们面对的是不同的挑战。不同淘汰他的方式。
Yes, they face different challenges and different ways of elimination.
好，那这是第一个解决的问题。第二个要解决的问题，到底土地指的什么
？So what does it, what does ground refer to?
啊，大声一点。
人的心。
人的心啊。
The heart of man.
你刚刚是讲国语吗？对不起，我耳朵重听，听不清楚。我以为他在人的心。
Yes, the heart of man.
非常好哈。因为你如果持续去看圣经，像马可福音第四章，他说撒旦立刻来，把撒在他心里的夺去了。这次讲撒在路旁，
so、
叫做撒在他心里的，把他给夺去了。
It also says in Mark 4 that Satan will come and then snatch away what is sown in his heart.
那土遣石头地上的人，马可福音第四章十七节也讲说，但是因为他心里没有根
，and then the stony places, that means this, there's no root in his heart.
那路加福音第八章告诉我们，撒在好土里的，就是持守在诚实善良的心里。
And then to fall into the good ground is to hold into a noble heart.
所以我们要讲这个之前，必须要先解决这个土、这个地到底表明什么。
So first of all, we have to understand what does this ground mean.
表明我们的心。
Represents our heart.
换句话说，你用什么心、用什么态度来承受这生命之道
？In other words, with what kind of attitude and heart to receive this word of life?
因为你这个不解决的话
，If we do not deal with it,
就像我听过有人问我，他说这个不能怪我们，是怪那个撒种的技术太差了。
And then because I heard some complaint as.It's not to blame us. It's the sower. He does not have good skill to sow.
你晓得神儿女们读圣经五花八门都有哈。
So you know that Christians we interpret the scripture any way we want.
他为什么要撒在路旁呢
？Why did the sower sow on the wayside？
他为什么要撒到荆棘里呢
？And why would he sow on the thorns？
因为这边我们就把责任丢给撒种的。
So we blame on the sower.
那这里这个撒种的是谁？圣经上没有明说。
The Bible did not tell us who is the sower.
他不像接下来讲败子的比喻，说到那撒种的就是人。讲到耶稣
It's not like the other parable, like the sowing of the tare. It says the sower is Jesus.
所以撒种的比喻很可能还是讲的耶稣，或是说神所使用的仆人，任何的方式把种子撒给我们的。
So possibly in this parable, the sower refers to the Son of Man or God's servants.
所以在这里的关键不要叫我们去注意到撒种的到底是谁，或是撒的技术是什么。这里要我们注重的是，到底我们是用什么心。来承受神的生命种子。
So the key is not for us to focus who is the sower and how skillful he is, but with what kind of heart and attitude we receive this word of life with the seed.
所以一方面他讲到这四种的地，讲到四种不同的人，但是另外一方面也讲到任何一个人都可能拥有这四种的地。
Yes, it could refer to four kinds of grounds and four types of people. Yet.Also, for the same person, we could have these four kinds of hearts.
一面来说，我们不能够否认，今天在神家里面，你放眼去看，的确有些人好像种子落在好土里，长得很好，长得很快。
Yes, it is true that if you look around at churches, you will find Christians with a sincere heart, and the word can grow very well.
你也会看到一些人好像怎么讲道他都不改变。
Or there are some people they will never change, no matter how much you
teach.
Because they just cannot receive the word of God.
你也会看到有一些人真的在这里，不是不爱主，但是土遣石头地或荆棘挤住了，让道不能够结实。
But yeah, there are other people who are very sincere, but then the word just crowded with the thorns and the stones.
但是我也需要提醒弟兄姊妹，他另外一面的意义就是我们到底用什么心态，所以任何人可以拥有这四种的地。
And yet, on the other hand, anyone could have. these four kinds of attitudes, four kinds of ground.
而且我们到底用什么态度来看神对我们说话？
And with what kind of attitude we treat the word God speaks to us?
那我不是要为我们传道人推卸责任，我们也的确有责任，没有好好撒种。
I'm not saying that the preachers cannot be blamed. We have our responsibility too because we have to sow the word of God.
甚至很多的时候我们根本没有种。对不起啊，没有种子。
Or sometimes we do not even have the right seed.
那个属灵粮食都没有。
And we do not have the fruit, the spiritual food.
有一次航空小姐报告说，请各位旅客把安全带绑紧。
There was one time a stewardess on the airplane announced that please fasten your seatbelt.
乘客就问他说，又没有这个 turbulence， 又没有这种气流，你为什么叫我们绑？
So the passenger on the plane asked the stewardess, "There's no turbulence. Why do you ask us to fasten the seatbelt?"
他说飞机起飞了以后才发现今天忘了把食物运上来。
Because after the plane took off, then we realized that we do not we do not bring up the food.
所以今天飞机上没有 food.
So there's we do not serve food today.
其实现在的飞机都没有在美国的了。那个我每次坐一位都饿死了。
Actually, if you fly domestic in the U.S., they don't serve food anymore. I often get starved.
今天我们传道人也很亏欠，很多时候神儿女们来了一趟，结果没有吃到东西。
And sometimes we preachers fall short too, because the children of God come to church and they're not fed.
有时候跟坐 UA 一样，还得自己带吃的才行。
Sometimes you come to church like you're boarding a UA airplane. You have to bring your own snacks.
今天我们的注意力就不放在这些傻种的，我们放在到底我们用什么心来听神的话。
But yet today, let's not focus on the sower, but with what attitude we receive God's word.
请大家特别注意啊。
So please pay attention.
这里讲的每一种的情形都可能发生在你我的身上。
Any of these four circumstances can happen to you and me.
都可能发生在我们每一次读经、每一次听到、每一次聚会的时候。
It could happen to us whenever we read the Bible or come to meetings.
甚至发生在恩膏在我们里面提醒我们、对我们说话的时候。
Or when it happens when the anointing of the Holy Spirit reminds us.
第一件事情。
First.
他在这里说撒在路旁。
It says the seed is sown on the wayside.
细节我不讲，但是有三件事情大家一定要注意到的。
But three things we have to pay attention to.
这里说到。撒在路旁
When it's sown on the wayside
他特别提到说飞鸟立刻来而且就把它给吃尽了
It says birds of the air came immediately and devoured it
请大家注意这个立刻就来
It comes immediately
他不光吃而且把它给吃尽了
Not only that it comes to eat but devour the seed
另外的一个讲法就被人给践踏了
Another way of saying is that it's being trampled.
或者说就把这个种子给夺去了。
Or being the seed snatched away.
就让它不能够结实。
So that it cannot bear fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天这件事情在今天在神家里面发生的太普遍了。
Actually, this is so common in churches of God.
对不起哈，那我不是因为是于师母上礼拜讲到，应该如果是我讲到，我来问更好哈。你记不记得上个礼拜的信息讲什么？
Do you remember the message of last Sunday?
Kyle, 记得。No. How about English group? 一样哈。或是两个礼拜以前是我讲的，不是陈敏讲的。三个礼拜以前是我讲的，那你们记得多少？
Do you remember the message two Sundays ago or three Sundays ago?
那就为什么礼拜二请大家分享主日信息，没有一个人讲得出话来。
That's why when we ask people to feedback on Sunday message,
你要知道多少的信息，一个礼拜一个礼拜一个礼拜讲，一个礼拜一个礼拜一个礼拜听，没有多少留下来。
Because week after week we preach, but week after week not much is retained.
我们以为没什么，其实这是一场属灵的征战。
We take it lightly, but actually this is a spiritual battle.
四世纪第六章讲到，每次以色列人撒种的时候，米甸人就立刻来，多如海边的沙。
The book of Judges chapter 2 says every time the Israelites sow and the Midianites will come and destroy.
圣经上说它是全面的破坏所有的土产让以色列人极其贫乏。
The Midianites will come and destroy all the land, all the fields so that the Israelites fall into impoverished places.
这是一场属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual war.
虽然心理学家告诉我们人眼睛看来的东西过一阵子只记得10%。
Even though psychologists tell
us, 人听来的。
Even though psychologists tells us that whatever we see after a while, we only retain 10% of it.
你看来的过一段时间剩下15%。
Whatever you hear, you only retain 10%. Whatever you see, you retain 15%.
如果你不光听了看了，你自己说过一遍的话。
But if you not only that you have seen, you have heard, but you also have spoken about it.
你大概可以记得60%-70%。
You probably remember 60%-70%.
如果你真的去做过、去实行过、去经历过，你大概记得90%。
But if you actually practice and you experience it, you probably retain 90% of it.
所以。大家自己觉得这个数字准不准确？
Do you think these numbers are pretty accurate?
有人可能连10%都没有剩下。
Some probably retain even less than 10%.
所以你要晓得，如果我们不认真，用很真心来听神的话，来读神的话，我们读完盖起来忘记了。
If we do not sincerely and seriously read God's words after we close up the Bible, we don't remember.
我大学有个属灵同伴哈，他就是非常会盯我们哈。
In college, I have a spiritual companion who always pushes us.
碰到我们就说，哎，James，你今天早上有没有晨更啊？
And then whenever he sees me, he will say, like, James, did you have morning devotion today?
他说有。
And says, yes.
那你今天早上读什么？
And what did you read this morning?
你读哪一章？
Which chapter?
也许凑了一章，随便讲一个，这个犹大书第二章。
And maybe you make it up, you say, the book of Jude, chapter 2.
犹大书没有第二章。
There's no chapter 2 of the book of Jude.
他就问，那你内容是讲什么？你最大的得着是什么？
And it says, what did you gain from reading?
所以你骗不了他，你骗了他第一次，你以后碰到他不敢骗，因为他一直追问你。
So you cannot trick this person because he will keep asking.
你就发现我们真的很容易读完了，可能你真的读了，但是盖起来常常就忘记了。
Probably we actually read it, but after we close up the Bible, we don't remember much.
所以，那你会说这个只是我们记忆力的问题，人太忙了，记不了这么多。
You might say this is my memory issue because I'm too busy, I can't remember.
所以我请大家特别注意到圣经上告诉我们怎么讲。
But then what the Bible says?
他在这里讲说，撒旦立刻来。
Satan,
Mark 福音第四章
Mark chapter 4, it says Satan comes immediately.
Mark 福音说那恶者立刻来
The devil comes immediately.
所以你要知道生命之道神的话留不下来是撒旦一个有计划有目的的属灵征战
So actually the fact that we cannot retain God's words is actually a scheme, a plan of Satan.
千万不要以为 道记不下来是很普通很习惯的一件事情，这是一场属灵征战。
So please do not take it lightly, thinking this is very common, but this is a spiritual battle.
他立刻来，把撒在你里面的道给夺去了。
And Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that is sown in your heart.
飞鸟来，立刻把这个道吃尽了。
The birds of air comes immediately and devour it completely.
我不晓得你 PowerPoint 有没有放，我刚刚一直在讲到太专心了。这个看得到吗？我乌漆嘛黑的，就是几只鸟在吃你撒的种子。
You see the birds of the air, it comes to devour.
我30年前在另外一个地方聚会的时候，我们的传道人有一次做见证。
About 30 years ago, at that time, our church's preacher once gave a testimony.
他说他年轻的时候有一次到教会去。
Says when he was young, one time he went to church.
所以这件事情发生是离现在60年以前了。他说他去教会听到传道人在那里讲。耶和华是我的牧者，他爱我们，他眷顾我们。
So this happened about 60 years ago. The preacher was preaching, "The Lord is our shepherd. He loves us and he cares for us."
他那天非常感动。
That day he was so touched.
充满了喜乐。
So he was full of joy.
散会出来的时候。
And after meeting,
发现他脚踏车被偷了。
He found out that his bicycle was stolen.
马上找上那个耶和华是我的牧者。他那样子的爱我保护我我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我所有的道全部不见了。
So all that, the words that he heard, the Lord is my shepherd, he loves me and cares for me, and there will be grace and mercy all the days of my life, all of a sudden forgotten.
神爱我为什么会有这样子的事呢
If God loves me, why would this happen?
有时候我们听到我们说决定回家要好好爱太太我好好顺服丈夫。
And sometimes after we heard the message was, we decided we're going to go home and love my spouse.
没想到在车上一件小事吵起来了就 通通都被夺去了。
But probably even on the way home, you had a quarrel and everything is taken away.
有没有过？
Has it happened to you?
要好好爱主，讨神喜悦，回家就犯了一个罪，所有的东西都掉了。
You're determined to love the Lord, and then you go home immediately. You sin, and everything is lost.
所以弟兄姊妹要记得哈，这是撒旦有计划、有目的的要来夺去，而且是立刻夺，而且是全部吃尽。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to remember this is strategy of Satan. He purposefully comes immediately and takes away and devours it completely.
第二件事情
，Secondly,
撒在土浅石头地上。
The seed is sown.Sown on the stony places.
啊，我因为经文的位置不够，所以大家回去看上面的列的经文啊。他说，因为撒在石头地上的，就是人听得到，当下欢喜领受，但是因为心里面没有根，不过是暂时的，即是未到遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
So, the scripture actually says, He who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word, immediately receives it with joy, and yet he has no root in himself and endures only for a while. When tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles.
这个故事的平行经文是在马可福音第四章一到二十节，跟路加福音第八章四到十五节。
We can also go home to see the parallel scriptures, Mark chapter 4 verses 1 to 20 and Luke chapter 8 4 to 15.
大家可以回家读啊。
And you can read when you go home.
但在这里，他告诉我们土浅石头地。
It says the stony places.
啊，就是当时听到道，当时欢喜领受。
That this person will receive the word immediately and receive it with joy.
但是因为没有根，得不着滋润。
But yet, because he has no root, there's no moisture.
这是他后来枯干的原因。
And that is the reason for it to dry up later.
没有根。
There's no root.
是关键。
That is the key.
为什么没有根呢
？Why it doesn't have key? The root.
因为他得不到没有根，得不到滋润，所以他枯干了。
Because it does not have moisture.
就是很多的道进不到深处。不能够生根。
Somehow the word cannot go into the depths of his heart to take root.
所以神的话听完了，没有办法深入进到我们真正的内心的深处。
That means after we hear God's words, the word cannot enter into the depths of our heart.
那为什么没办法深入呢
？Why can it go into our heart？
哎，大家专心嘛，啊，我们帮忙回答为什么不能深入
？Why can it go deep into our heart？
为什么
？Why？
因为他说土太热硬了。
硬
了。Good, very good. Yeah, yeah, Thank you.
心太硬。Yeah.
I miss you. I only can see you once a month. 因为土浅石头地，说到这个定的刚硬，有石头卡住它。
Because the ground is hard, it has rocks, it does not have moisture.
石头想往下，不是根想往下长。
Yes, the root wants to go deeper.
但是碰到的石头。
But it encounters rocks. And that means we are, our hearts are hard.
石头说到我们不肯对神的顺服。
That we are unwilling to obey and submit.
石头说到我们没有一个柔软的心来接受神的话，在我们身上改变我们。
That we do not have a soft heart to receive God's words to change us.
完全就是以西结书三十六章讲的实心。
So this is the stony heart that Ezekiel chapter 36 talks about.
所以神说，神应许我们要给我们一个肉心，给我们一个新心，是肉心。
That's why the Lord promised that He will give us a new heart, a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone.
实心说到刚硬。
Because a stony heart is hard.
实心说到它没有感觉。
And it does not have feelings.
所以生命之道进不去，没有办法深入。
Therefore, the word of life cannot.Penetrate.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面有多少的地方在神的话语面前不能降服的，对不对？
Are there any places in our heart that just cannot submit to God's words?
哎呀，听到道的时候高兴得不得了，喜乐得不得了，太好了。
Yes, when we hear God's words, we rejoice. Say, this is great.
回到家，那个根要开始往下长的时候。
But yet, when we go home and then the root wants to go deeper.
他说，遭了逼迫或遇了患难。
That we encounter tribulation
or
persecution, and then it dries up.
根往下长，长到一半就碰到石头了。
When the root keeps going and then encounters stones.
往下长。
Keeps going deeper.
底下一个大电视把它挡住了。
And there's a big TV set
underneath.
And then the root just cannot keep going.
因为电视把我们给捆绑住了。
Because we're bound by TV.
什么？每天要读经。
What? We have to read the Bible every day?
我想休息。
Because I want to relax.
我想看电影。
I want to watch the movie.
你不要讲电视那么大了好了，一个小小的 iPhone 嘛。
Maybe not a big thing like a TV, but a small iPhone.
往下涨的时候就卡住了。
And we want to keep growing, but it got stuck.
什么涨都涨不下去。
It just got stuck, cannot.
所以太阳一晒，其实太阳是要帮助我们成长的。
When the sun comes up, the sun is actually to help us.
太阳其实是要帮助我们生命丰盛，应该是带来祝福的。
The sun is to bless us, to bring us.Abundant life.
神容许一些环境、一些难处临到我们，其实是让我们生命茁壮、长得更好的。
Actually, God allows tribulation, persecution, all kinds of circumstances, so to make us strong.
常常都是神凉了又凉，知道这件事情对我们有益，容许它发生，哪里晓得却使我们枯干。
Because these circumstances are carefully planned, and planned by God to make us strong, not to.
所以关键都在于没有根得不到滋润。
So the key is that there's no root. It does not have moisture.
而没有根得不到滋润，是因为底下有石头。
It's because there's stone. There's stones underneath.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，第二件事情让神的道在我们身上进不去的，是我们这个人天然生命。
So the second thing, the second reason why God's words cannot penetrate is because of our old flesh.
讲到我们这个人的刚硬啊。
That the heart,
它不能生根。
That it cannot take root.
所以上个礼拜，师母在信息里面问到我们为什么不能够感恩。
So last Sunday, Pastor Nancy asked why we cannot give praises.
为什么不能够开口感恩？大家还记得吗？底下回答
了四个。Why we cannot open our mouths and praises? The four reasons given.
自己的感觉。
First,
不想感谢。
We don't feel like praising.
第二个是骄傲，好面子。
Or we love our face.
还有一个是我讲的懒。还有呢
？Lazy.
还有一个是什么？你看，连我也忘了。所以，我们这个人天然生命常常让神的话，他不能够深入的碰到石头。
So oftentimes our old flesh is the stone.
当圣灵感动我们，高频起来赞美主的时候，碰到石头。
When the Holy Spirit urges to praise God, during communion, it hits a stone.
你说我祷告不够好。
It says, I'm not good at prayer.
哎呀，我不像这个谁祷告那么大声，我声音太小了。
Or maybe my voice is too soft. I'm not like the other person.
我不像谁祷告可以引经据典，我圣经不熟。
I'm not like so and so. I don't know how to quote the Bible.
哎呀，反正前面有那一排的，不用我。
Anyway, there are many people sitting on the front row. I don't have to pray.
你发现圣灵在感动我们的时候，我们不肯顺。
Oftentimes, when the Holy Spirit urges and moves us, we are not willing to obey.
所以神的话进不来，神的使命不能通行。
And so God's words cannot enter in, and God's command cannot get through.
我第一次操练在聚会中开口赞美，是我小学六年级。
So the first time I practiced to praise.Out loud in the meeting is when I was in sixth grade.
我紧张死了，神感动我，不知道那叫什么回事，但是觉得要开口，我就翻过来翻过去，一直跟主讲理由。
I was so nervous. I knew that God wanted me to praise out, but I keep arguing and reasoning with God.
那个种子下不去。
And then that seed just could not take.
我后来拿出杀手锏了。
And finally, I just did it.
我说主，如果再有一个人祷告，我就祷告。
And then I reasoned with God, negotiated with God. If there's one more person pray, then I will pray.
那平常空那么久以后都不会再有人祷告的。
Usually after a long silence, no one will pray.
一般大家就抬头了。
Because people would just lift up their
head. 你晓得那天隔那么久，居然有一个又祷告了。
But then that day, after a long silence, someone prayed.
死就死吧，他完了我就站起来就祷告。
I said, okay, I will pray. So I stood up and prayed.
那天那个根穿过石头，让我以后敢开口祷告。
So that day, the root finally penetrated, went through the stone. So
after that, 虽然我已经记不得我祷告什么。
After that, I had courage to pray, even though I don't remember what I prayed.
而且我记得我那天祷告完，传道人上来的时候还特别说：“你们以后祷告大声一点，不要像洪杰，像个小老鼠一样。
”But I remember that day after I prayed, the elder went up to the podium and says, "If any of you want to pray, please don't pray like." Brother Yu, his voice is so soft, like a little mouse.
要今天的话，十二岁的小孩，不要说十二岁的小孩了，连你们五十岁的人都受伤了。
Today, let alone a 12-year-old, even a 50-year-old person might get hurt by it.
但是我那天顺服主的喜乐大过这些羞辱。
But that day, that day, the joy of obedience is greater than the shame.
因为我有一段时间祷告声音像女生一样正在成长过程中。
Because that was my adolescent years. My voice was like a girl.
不肯顺服。
But
有时候听到讲到要奉献，哎呀，感谢主，感谢主。结果回到家一看，哎呀，那个东西，我们又舍不得奉献。
Sometimes we hear the message about offering, and then we're so moved. But when we go home, our heart is not willing to give.
我记得不错，有一次我在 Leadership 杂志上面，它里面常常会附一些卡通，不然那个漫画。
I remember seeing a cartoon on a leadership magazine.
我就看到一个图画是后面是教堂的背景，前面有两个弟兄从里面走出来。
And then on the cartoon with a church in the background, and two brothers come out of the church.
他们两个只剩下内衣跟内裤了。
They were wearing just their undershirts and underpants.
然后满脸兴奋的彼此说：“哇，我从来没有听过一篇这么好讲奉献的道。”
And then the person says, "I never heard any better message on offering."
他们连钱也奉献了，衣服也脱下来奉献了。
So they apparently they offer everything they have, including their shirt and pants.
我们没有那么高的期望了哈。
That is not our expectation.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，主任何时候说话，我们要把它当作圣旨一样，这是神对我说话。
But we hope that we will have this attitude. Anytime God speaks to us, we will take it as a holy decree coming from God.
古代一个人在传递君王的圣旨的时候，连接圣旨都得跪在地上。
Because in the old times, when they received the decree from the king, they will have to kneel down to receive the message.
听完了以后，全力以赴，更不要说还敢不顺服。
After they received the message, they will put all of their heart and mind obey it, let alone disobedience.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里讲到土前石头地上。
So here, stony ground.
没有根得不到滋润。
Without root, lacks moisture.
所以即使未到遭了患难或是受了逼迫，就立刻跌倒了。
So when a tribulation, a persecution arises, he stumbles.
所以大喊大叫爱主，跟我们真正被摆在环境里面，还能够爱主，这是很大的不同。
There's a great difference that someone can shout, "I love the Lord," or someone can say, "I love the Lord," while going through tribulation and persecution.
我们在教会唱说 "Shine for Jesus," 跟你来到同学都不信主的人中间，你还能够持守基督徒的见证，这是不容易的事情。
It's one thing to shout that we want to shine for Jesus. It's another that we can be a good testimony in front of our classmates or colleagues and be a testimony.
好几十年以前在东德一个共产国家里面的故事，是真的故事。
There's a story happened many years ago in East Germany.
有一些基督徒就是很隐秘的在聚会。
There were a group of Christians. They were in hidings and then they're meeting in secret places.
突然门被踢开。三个士兵拿着枪进来。
And this is a story. While in the middle of their meeting, all of a sudden the door was open, and then some soldiers came with armed weapons.
他说：“你们中间所有愿意否认耶稣的，现在可以出去，不然的话，你们底下结果你们自己负责。”
And then he says, "Anyone who would deny the name of Jesus can now leave. The rest of you, you're responsible for the outcome."
弟兄姊妹，不要只听故事，把自己摆进那个故事里面。
Please that let us just put ourselves in this story, in this situation.
问一下自己，我们会怎么回应
？And ask ourselves, how will we respond?
你会想到，哎呀，等一下我被他打死了，太太孩子在家都不知道我到哪里去了。
What if, what if I got killed? What happened to my wife and children? They would not even know.
我昨天才升的 vice president， 今天被打死了怎么办
？I recently just got promoted to be vice president. What if I die today？
我才结婚。
I just got married.
弟兄姊妹，有很多的东西都会让我们在这些逼迫面前，我们不行。
Many things will cause us to hesitate in front of persecution.
所以很多人走了。
So many left.
大概剩下的不到三分之一。
Maybe less than a third remained.
他们把门关起来以后
，So they close the door.
我告诉他们说，我们也是弟兄。
And the soldier says, "We are your fellow brothers too."
他穿着制服，他是不 不能够来聚会的。
Because they are in uniforms, they were not allowed. They should not come to meetings.
他们是在共产的身份是无神的，他们不能来聚会的。
They are in uniforms, and then in this communist country, they should not go to meetings.
他们要得到一些真正爱主的弟兄姊妹，能够放心的在这里敬拜神。
But then they want to meet with true brothers and sisters so that they can fellowship and worship with freedom.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，神好像对我们有一点要求。
Sometimes God seems to have some demand on us.
我们原来喊的震天假响的奉献的心智，通通没有了。
Sometimes God has some demand, and all of our desires or our wishes to serve God all of a sudden diminished.
每一次肯顺服的时候
，But every time when we are willing to obey,
那个根
，All of a sudden the root penetrate through the stony.
爸爸跟一个小孩子要糖，孩子拿过来不肯给爸爸。
Just like a father asks a son for candy, the son would refuse and hold on to the candy.
这是每一个家都发生过的故事。
I'm sure this is happening in all families.
对不起，不是每一个家。
Maybe not every family.
每一个家都发生过的考试，但是不见得孩子们都不给。
I'm sure all parents have done this testing of their children.
孩子就肯给你的，你爱他爱得不得了，你就巴不得把更好的给他。
If your child is willing to give you the candy, your heart would be so rejoiced. You're willing to give him even more.
你知道这个孩子懂得感恩，你知道这个孩子的生命性情，你可以放心。
Because you know that you can trust this child knows how to give thanks.
弟兄姊妹，其实神今天哪里缺什么？
Because today God lacks nothing.
今天我们被摆在难处，或是神对我们有要求，其实神是为了我们长得更好。
If God places in a difficult situation, or if God has some demand, God actually wants us to grow even more.
第三个。
Thirdly,
撒在荆棘里的
sown among the thorns.
你把马可福音、路加福音摆在一起看的时候
，If you look at Mark and Luke together,
这里讲到的荆棘里面包括的世上的思虑。
So the thorns represent the cares of this world.
世上的思虑，这个在路加福音又把它叫做今生的思虑，就是今天暂时的。
Or the cares today.
第二个讲到钱财的迷惑。
Or the deceitfulness of riches.
第三个讲到别样的私欲。
Or all kinds of other pleasures of life.
第四个讲到厌乐。
Or the desires and pleasures of life.
你把这四个都摆在一起的时候
，If you put all four together,
你就知道主耶稣在这里所说的荆棘到底是什么。
Then you understand what Jesus meant by thorns.
好，我们一起来复习一下。
Let's remember that
世上的思虑。
First of all, the cares of this world.
钱财的迷惑。
Deceitfulness of riches.
还有呢，别样的私欲。
And the desires for other things.
还有厌乐。
And pleasures of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们就想问一下，在我们的生命成长里面有没有荆棘
？So do we oftentimes have these thorns?
世界的王用各样的东西
，Because the king of the world is trying all means
用各样的方式要把我们的道给挤住
，all means to choke up this word of life，
让我们不能够正常的结实
，so that we cannot bear fruit。
现在。心中一点思虑烦恼都没有的，请举手，好吧
？Please raise your hand if you do not have any cares or any worries.
大家都很真实嘛，哈。
Yeah,
其实我还是希望看到一些哈。
哇 ，we're very real.
因为我们都很亏欠神，圣经上说应当一无挂虑。
But yeah, the scripture tells us that we should not worry about anything.
所以有人举手噻。哦，你们两个彼此举。
All right.
有些。有一个人碰到他的朋友。
Once, someone met his friend.
他说：“你最近怎么了？看你掉头发掉得蛮厉害的。”
And he says, "What happened to you? It seems like you have shed your hair."
他说：“因为我烦恼太多了。”
His friend says, "Because I have too much worry."
他说：“那你烦恼什么呢？”
He said, "What are you worry about?"
他说：“我就是烦恼我的头发一直在掉。”
Because I worry about I'm losing hair.
所以你看，没事也要去找个烦恼，对不对
？See, even if we don't have anything to worry, we'll find something to worry about.
所以仇敌有的是办法把各样的思虑给我们。
Because the enemy is is very good at giving us all kinds of worries.
我们这个也担心，那个也担心。人家告诉我们说，其实我们心里面所担心的事情，百分之八九十是不会发生的。
We worry about this, we worry about that, but actually, among our worries, about 80 or 90% of things never happen.
而且它如果真的发生的话，又有这个百分之多少是你没办法阻止，它一定会发生的。你忧虑也没用。
And even if it happens, most of time you cannot control or change anything, so it's useless to worry anyways.
所以弟兄姊妹，世上的思虑，钱财的迷惑。
So the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches.
很多的时候，我想这个我们不用多说了哈。还有其他的私欲，还有各样的厌的。
And desires for other things and pleasures of life.
这个世界用各样的方法在这里发明更好的东西让人享受。
The world is trying to invent all kinds of new things for us to enjoy.
你看卖了多少年轻人的这个青春啊。
And it devours.So many young lives.
去发展更好更好的这个这些，我不要再说了，免得你们难过。
Okay.
就是人类享受已经够了，但是还拼命在这里研究，就是让它更好。
We already have enough enjoyment, enough entertainments. Yeah, people are still trying to invent new.
但是为了要追求那个多出来的更好，却把人。家庭生活、人际关系、人性尊严、人生中最重要的事，通通给我们破坏了。
In order to pursue even more pleasures, but the most precious things about our life, our characters, dignities, and then relationships and family, they're being destroyed.
我们的健康，我们跟家人该有的关系，我们的这个性格，我们各方面。什么东西他就这样子弄了，为了那个东西把我们给破坏掉了。
In order to pursue those more pleasures, we sacrifice our health, our relationship, our family, even our dignity.
大家注意到了没有？这里所说的三件挑战。
Do you see the three challenges here?
撒在路旁，特别说到撒旦那二者，仇敌直接的攻击。
The seed might be sown on the wayside. It's the direct attacks of the Satan.
土浅石头地，说到我们天然的生命，我们的肉体刚硬，不肯顺服，不肯让神生根。
Stony places refer to our old flesh, our hardened hearts that we will not allow the root to take place.
荆棘说到这个世界。
And the thorn refers to this world.
就不管仇敌直接的攻击，我们仇敌借着我们天然人的这个败坏的本性不肯顺服，或是借着这些世界的诱惑，他一件事情就是不容许这个生命在我们身上正常的成长。
Whether it's a direct attack of Satan or our corrupted old flesh or the cares of this world, anything the purpose is that we will not take root. We will not grow.
因为我们今天所讲的结果子不是一件小事。
Because to bear fruit is not a small thing.
结果子那个最高的境界就是道成肉身，这是撒旦最怕的。
The utmost purpose, the utmost goal to bear fruit is that we will become the word become flesh.
我们这个人，我们的家，我们的教会，真正能够容神一人。决定是建立在道成肉身上。
If we as individuals or family or church, if we want to glorify God and edify men, we have to be testimonies of the Word become flesh.
如果基督伟大的生命，圣灵那个伟大的 agape， 在我们里面不能够活出来，不能够让人感受的话，所有东西都空谈的。
If this great life of Jesus Christ, this agape love cannot be lived out of us, then everything else is in vain.
所以我们怎么样从白占地图到能够结实百倍？
So how can we turn from wasting up the ground to bearing fruit 100-fold?
所以刚刚讲到撒在好土里，就是人不仅听到又领受，而且又结实。
If the seed is sown on the good ground, that means not only we receive, hear the word, receive it, and bear fruit.
人听到
，hear the word，
领受
，accept it，
而且结实
，and bear fruit。
虽然有30倍、60倍、100倍
，yes， some 30-fold， some 60， and some 100-fold。
但是它至少结实了
，but at least it bears fruit。
它至少被神悦纳了，归到神的仓里了
，and it's accepted by God into God's storehouse。
刚才有一个点讲到撒到荆棘里的时候，我忘了讲了，那里有一件最遗憾的一句话。
And then when the scripture says, "The seed, the sown on the thorns."
就是路加福音第八章告诉我们说，结不出成熟的籽粒来。
It says it cannot bring forth fruit, mature fruit.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我每次读到那个，我就里面有个不甘心啊。
So every time I read this, then my heart is just so aching.
其实教会有很多弟兄姊妹都很爱主。
So actually, there are many brothers and sisters at church who love the Lord.
哦，我们让种子落在地里死了，而且长大了。
We let this seed fall into the ground, die and grow.
它真的在这里长大。
It's actually growing.
它甚至真的结实了。
And it actually bears fruit.
但是很可惜的，结局在。结不出成熟的籽粒来。
But sadly, the end is that it does not bear mature fruit.
看起来是好。
It looks good.
但是仍然被捆住。
But yet still being choked.
在我们身上有那么多的地方是被道是被挤住的。
So many areas of our life that this world is choked.
我们没有办法自由地活出基督徒该有的情形。
We cannot live with freedom, the likeness of Christ.
我们到了一定的程度卡住了。
We reach to a certain point and we are stuck.
我们没有办法来祷告，没有办法来追求，没有办法再更深入。
We cannot come to pray, we cannot come to pursue, we cannot go further.
神在我们身上的旨意被卡住了。
And God's will is stuck in our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要向神祷告。
We need to pray to God.
如果我们每一个人都是这样子，让神的道，让神的话在我们身上是自由的话
，If we can, every one of us can let God's words freely grow in us.
我相信我们。个人我们的家跟整个教会不一样真的不一样
I'm sure us as individuals family and church we will be different
结实三十倍六十倍一百倍
we will bear fruit 30-fold 60-fold or 100-fold
所以我们怎么样从白占地土
so how can we turn from wasting up the ground
站在这里却没有果子
we are standing we're occupying the ground but there's no fruit
所以我们必须要看重结果子是一件大事情
so we have to esteem that bearing fruit as an important thing
它就是神在肉身显现
And then it is God appear in the flesh.
他就是不再是我，乃是基督。
And it is no longer I, but Christ.
他也是保罗说的。
And that's also what Paul says.
不管我在怎样的环境里面。
In whatever circumstances.
无论是生，无论是死。
Whether by life or by death.
无论我里面怎样。
Whatever circumstances I'm in.
我总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Christ will magnify it in my body.
哎，这也是回到我们整个教会的这个 mission， 我们的使命。
And that is, then we're coming back to the mission of our church.
就是我们无论个人、家庭和教会。
That us as individuals or family or as a church.
我们希望都能够成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证。
We will become testimonies of Jesus Christ incarnated, the Word become flesh.
这个道是从创世以前就在神心中的心意。
This word.It's God's will since the beginning of the world.
神要借着他的儿子把他伟大的生命赐给我们。
That's God's will is that through Jesus Christ, God wants to give us His great life.
让我们不仅仅享受他的爱，享受他的宽恕，享受他的拯救，享受他的帮助，享受他的保护，这都是我们平常所希望的。
Not only that we get to enjoy His love, His forgiveness, His protections, His care.His help.
他更希望我们成为 partaker of his divine nature, 跟他神圣的生命性情有份。
But he even more so wishes that we can become partakers of his divine nature.
有一次我去参加一个牧者会啊。
Once I went to a conference for the pastors.
那个纽约 Brooklyn Tabernacle Church Jim Cimbala, 他是我们都非常珍惜的一个神的仆人。
And Pastor Jim Cimbala from Brooklyn Tabernacle Church.
他那天在讲道的时候。
That day he preached.
他说有很多人问他。
He says many people ask him.
他说 Pastor Cimbala.
Says Pastor Cimbala.
他说为什么你在20世纪、21世纪，你还在讲100年前的道？
Why are you still preaching 100-year-old messages in 20th and 21st century?
他觉得他的道不合时代，不够 modern.
Somehow they thought his messages are outdated, not modern enough.
金森伯拉告诉他说，我所传的道不止100年，是2000年的道。
But Pastor Cimbala says my message is not just 100-year-old, but 2000 years old.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上，今天我们所讲的这个道不止2000年。
So this message that we're sharing today is not only 2,000 years old.
在创立世界以前，就在这位伟大的神心里的意念，就是要把他生命赐给我们。
This is actually God's will before the foundation of this world that He wants to give to us.
所以，希望我们每一次听神的话的时候，我们里面真是有一个说不出来的兴奋和喜乐。
I hope that every time we hear God's words, we will have this unspeakable joy and excitement.
神要对我说话。
Because God wants to speak to me.
我们里面有一个说不出来的敬畏和顺服，这是圣旨，这是从王来的。
That we have this unspeakable awe and submission. This is decree from God the King.
然后我们里面要有一个神圣的使命感。
And then we have this sense of mission.
神的话不仅是生命，更是使命。
Because God's word is not just life, but a commission.
这个话要在我们身上要成为见证。
Because this word will become a testimony in our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，撒种的比喻，再请弟兄姊妹注意到，它不是一个很简单的一篇信息。
So please pay attention that this parable of sower is not a simple message.
它说到我们每一次对神话语的态度。
This refers to our attitude to God's words every time He speaks.
我也希望大家礼拜五小组聚会前面所谓的信息回馈，不要随便找一个人轮一下交差了事。
And I hope that in our small group meetings on Friday, we will not just take turns and find someone to feedback the Sunday message.
我们希望整个小组一起接受挑战。
I hope that entire small group will take up the challenge.
整个教会一起接受挑战。
That entire church will take up the challenge.
到底神说的话，我们活了多少，顺服了多少，长出了多少？
Now that God has spoken, how much have we lived? How much have we submitted? How much has it grown?
没有一个人白占地图。
That I hope none of us would just waste up the ground.
巴不得没有一个人在听见神的道以后被飞鸟立刻吃尽。
I hope that none of us, this will happen to none of us, that the bird of the air will come and snatch the seed away.
没有一个人听得到，只是在当时欢喜领受而已。
Nobody will just receive it joyfully immediately, but for a while only.
但是却不能生根。
But the root cannot take up.
也没有一个人。
And there'll be no one.
到长了，但是却被荆棘挤住了。
That bears fruit, but yet being choked by thorns.
结不出成熟的枝粒。
That it cannot yield mature fruit.
啊，巴不得我们都是结实累累。
I hope that all of us can bear much fruit.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
弟兄姊妹，随着圣灵的感动，为自己、为神家祷告。
Please pray according to the move of the Holy Spirit for us and for the church.
为着我们的神，到今天他还是说话的神，我们来祷告。
Let's pray to Him who is still speaking to us today.
让他的话能够落在好土里面。
That His word will fall into good ground.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主是的，每一次我们来到你的面前，每一次你向我们说话的时候，让我们也成为一个遵循你话语的人，成为一个愿意成为好土，让你在我的，让你的道在我们的里面发芽，长结实累累的一个人。
Amen.
主要帮助你的教会成为一个新道的教会。
Amen.
主是的，因为你是我们的神，我们是你操场上的羊，也是你手下的民。
Amen.
我们今天就来听你的话。
Amen. 是的。Amen.
Father, your words are life and condition. And Father, we are so weak and so corrupt. So Father, we humbly come before you.
Amen.
Give us the strength.
Amen.
Give us the strength. Give us the grace so Amen. We can obey your word.
Amen.
The total submission.
Amen.
Pray your name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.Lord, we thank you that you're still willing to speak to us, Lord.、
Amen.
Give us a fearful heart that we will fear you,、
Amen.
That we will treat your words as a holy decree from heaven, from、Amen. The throne, that、Amen. Today, while it is still called today, that we can、Amen. Still have、Amen. Chance to obey、Amen. You, that your words will not become,、will not turn into judgment,、
Amen.
But these words of love that will give us power, give us courage, that we will stand firm on our faith to、Amen. Obey you.Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
耶和华的律法全备，苏醒人心。
Amen.
耶和华的法度确定，能使之人有智慧。
Amen.
耶和华的训词正直，能快活人心。耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人眼。耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。
Amen.
耶和华的典章真实。全然公义，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕。
阿门。
蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下地的蜜
干净。
阿门。
况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。
阿门。
主啊，我们求你让我们宝贝你的话，让你的话不会在我们中间突然失去。哦，主啊，真的是求你让我们能守住你的话，守住你的诫命，守住你的典章，让我们拥有一个柔软的心，愿意来遵守你的话。
阿门。
保守我们，让我们听着你的话，能够结实百倍，
把
荣耀来归给那位对我们说话的神。
阿门。
奉主耶稣基督的
名。阿门。主啊，你对我们说的话不仅是灵，是生命。
Lord, Lord, the words that you speak to us not only is life and spirit.
所以你的话就是你自己。
But your word is yourself.
主啊，当你在每一次你说话的时候
，Every time you speak.
主啊，让我们都用好土来承接它。
That we will receive it with good ground.
好，让它在我们身上真能够道成肉身。
So that it will become incarnated, will become flesh.
主啊，不要让我们再浪费我们的年日或百战地图。
Help us not to waste our time and waste our ground.
让我们每一次都在你的身上，都在我们的身上，你可以找到果子。
We hope that every time you come, you will find fruit in our lives.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless every one of us.
祝福所有听到这篇信息的人。
Bless everyone who hears this message.
主啊，让我们都带着认真的心。来聆听你对我们说话。
That with a sincere heart we will hear your message.
因为这实在是一场严肃的属灵争夺战。
Because this is a solemn spiritual war.
为着你家的见证，为着你的荣耀，我们向你祷告。
For the testimony of God's house and for your glory, we pray.
好让你的儿女能多结果子，使父得荣耀。
That your children will bear much fruit and you will be glorified.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.